League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the Betting Above the Rim podcast. Today's date, July 14th, episode 166 of the Betting Above the Rim podcast. And let's get started with Cooper shows up to Vegas. Cooper plays 2 games. Cooper gets shut down. Cooper Flagg, after his second game in the Vegas Summer League, was shut down by the Dallas Mavericks after having a sensational game in which he scored 31 points. Game number one struggled mightily from the floor, getting the double digits. And if you had listened to Pro Basketball Today with myself and Kevin Walsh on Saturday, we both talked about how we weren't concerned with Cooper Flagg because he did not shoot the ball well. I expected game two to be better, and it was, with his 31-point outburst. And Dallas decided to shut him down. Listen, they needed to see what they wanted to see. And there really wasn't much else to the equation. I want people to understand this. Cooper Flagg, if you think he's going to get 25 a night, you're grossly not realizing the kind of player he is. He is a guy that's going to impact the box score in a lot of different ways. Points, rebounds, assists, steals, blocks. But when you got guys like Anthony Davis, guys like P.J. Washington, guys like Lively and Gafford and at the pivot, guys like Klay Thompson, and without Kyrie Irving, they got D'Angelo Russell, I expect a lot of the offense to go through Cooper Flagg. So will he get 30-point outbursts? Absolutely. But the way to play Cooper Flagg is rebounds and assists, or rebounds plus assists, or steals, or blocks, or stocks. He's going to be a chameleon. There will be games where he will get you 30, but he's more likely to go over 2.5 stocks and somewhere in the neighborhood of, I would say, what, 11.5, 12.5 rebounds plus assists. But good performance by Cooper Flagg in a 31-point outburst in the Vegas Summer League. Let's head to the Champs, where they have been very busy this offseason extending guys. First it was SGA, then it was Chet, and now J-Dub. Jalen Williams has signed a maximum rookie extension that could reach up to $287 million. I want people to understand this. They are in such good shape because if I got this right, Oklahoma City has stacked it. Meaning, like, they're not on the same year. So because the way their contracts start and end, they're not going to put themselves in financial hell. And what a job by Sam Presti and the job that he's done building this organization. They are young. They are loaded. They are not going anywhere, folks. And Jalen Williams got the max, just like Chet, just like SGA, and they all absolutely deserved it. Let's move on to another extension where Devin Booker signed a, ready for this, folks, a two-year 145. That's 145, comma, 000, comma, 000, period, 00 cents extension. That puts him through the 29-30 season. And I was kind of thinking about it as like, why is Steve Book doing this? Number one, shout out to Devin Booker. Devin Booker, do you know, in those 2 years, actually makes more in his salary than the entire Miami Marlins payroll this year, which I think is at like $62 million. That's a 72.5. I'm just doing the math really quickly. So one guy is worth more than 25, but we know how bad the Miami Marlins is. But hey, I just talk hoops. So why? Number one, get that check. By the way, shout out to Devin Booker. I just ordered me a pair of D-Books. They'll be coming in soon. Big fan of the D-Book sneaker. But when you really think about it, folks, I think this is Devin Booker getting the bag. And Devin Booker at some point is going to get out. They are obviously are rebuilding in Phoenix. They went all in. It did not work. Kevin Durant is gone. Bradley Beal will be gone. And I don't know how much longer Devin Booker, even though he's very grateful and loyal to the Phoenix organization, he's going to want to try and win a championship. I will say this now, and you can bookmark it. There's no way in hell that he gets to that contract on Phoenix. He will be gone. He will be traded. And he still got his darn money. Let's move on to someone else getting some money. And that's Herb Jones. Signed a three-year, $68 million extension with the New Orleans Pelicans. And a New Orleans Pelicans team that, if you remember last year, I was so high on. With McCollum, with DeJounte Murray, with Herb Jones, with Valanciunas, with Zion. Whoops, 21-61. I done got that one wrong. And obviously changes have been made. Right? B.I. was traded, you know, during the season. Valanciunas is gone. But Herb Jones is an interesting commodity in regards to his style of play as a 3-and-D guy. Now, Herb Jones is someone that also has battled with injuries over the course of his career. But for $22, $23 million, I can't be mad at that. I mean, compared to what some of these other guys are getting paid, it may be a relatively bargain. And Herb Jones, you got to remember this year, folks, only played in 20 games. 10.3 points, 3.9 rebounds, 3.3 assists per game. But he's really known for his defensive tenacity and what he does on that side of the ball. So it'll be interesting to see, not just with Herb Jones, with this entire roster, what happens moving forward. Joe Dumars is there. They've already questioned some of the stuff he's done. Took Jeremiah Fears. But Herb Jones, who shot only played in at least a number of games in his career, had his lowest shooting percentage, the floor, lowest three-point shooting percentage, okay, right around the same rebounds, up in assists. Herb Jones has got to be better. But let's be honest, so does the whole damn organization. Cole Anthony, who was traded to Memphis, is going to get bought out, and he's going to go join with Milwaukee. Isn't it like everybody trying to join Milwaukee? Because they're trying to stay relevant. At the end of the day, they're trying to keep Giannis Antetokounmpo happy. Does Cole Anthony help their bench? Yes. Is Milwaukee better than Cleveland? No. New York? No. Boston? No. Orlando? No. Atlanta? No. Philadelphia? I don't know. Detroit? No. So at the end of the day, look at Milwaukee to make the play-in tournament. Really quick. Caitlin Clark came back and had a double-double. And not that I'm going to tell you that I told you so, but I told you so. 14 points, 13 assists, 5 steals, still struggling from the floor. But I don't care. It's the assists. Caitlin Clark is so dynamic passing the ball. She sees plays 2 seconds ahead of everyone else. If she ups the assists, they're going to up the wins with Indiana. Coming up next, we'll get into our war tour as we go to the Western Conference now, where we look at the division odds and the Northwest Division, the Pacific Division, and the Southwest Division. We'll be back to talk about the award tour and my thoughts on division winners for the 25-26 season after this commercial break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to the Betting Above the Rim podcast, episode 166. And it's time to get into our award tour as we break down future markets in the NBA. Last episode, we spent our time looking at the divisional races in the Eastern Conference. So today, we'll spend time talking about the West. And let's start off with the Northwest Division, where the reigning and defending champs, Oklahoma City Thunder, come in as a minus 380 favorite to win the division, followed by Denver at 5-1, Minnesota 10-1, and then 50-1 for, or 500-1, I should name 50, that's enough, 500-1 for Utah and Portland. So when you look at Oklahoma City, we just spent time talking about they've got their core back. They staggered deals with SGA, with Chet Holmgren, obviously with Jalen Williams. You're bringing back Hartenstein. Right, you look at Caruso, what he brought. You look at Lou Dort, Kayson Wallace, Aaron Wiggins, so on and so forth. But don't sleep on the name Nikola Topic. This kid I thought was a top 5 player in the 2024 NBA draft. He slid down because of knee issues and knee injuries. He missed all of last year. And this kid is probably going to step in to be the backup point guard at Oklahoma City. And this kid can play. Look out for Nikola Topic. When you look at Denver, it's the additions to the bench, right? It's getting Jonas Valanciunas. It's getting Bruce Brown, right? You know, it's also the ability of them to get Cam Johnson in a trade. So they're firmly the number 2 team in that division, and I think probably the third best team in the West. When you look at Minnesota, they're kind of run it back. They were hoping to get Kevin Durant. They weren't able to get a part of it. But they're a team that's probably, I would say, about a 5-6 seed. But don't count on Ant-Man, because Ant-Man is going to be angry man this year. Utah, we've talked about it. Portland, we've talked about it. They're obviously rebuilding. But I do want to say really quick, one of the things I've really liked about the NBA Summer League is the play of Yang Han Sen, the Chinese rookie, a.k.a. Mbop, a.k.a. Big Tariff, a.k.a. Chinese Joker, a.k.a. whatever you want to call him. The kid can hoop. He'll be fun to watch, but Portland is going to be god-awful. Let's head to the Pacific Division, where this is probably the shortest odds of the entire league, where no teams have been minus money. Lakers at plus 145, Clippers at plus 190, Golden State 2.5, Sacramento 26-1, Phoenix 55-1. Let's go in reverse order. Phoenix, we already talked about, they're rebuilding. We don't even know how much longer Devin Booker is there, even though they gave him the bag. Sacramento, they still fouled up when they got rid of my guy, Mike Brown. New York Knicks are going to reap the benefits of that. Golden State, full year of Jimmy Butler, paid Jimmy Butler, engaged Jimmy Butler And this is really, to me, the last stand. This has got to be really the last year of this team, because you don't know how much longer guys like Steph, Jimmy Butler can kind of hang on, and Draymond. But to me, it's about the LA teams. The Lakers are so fascinating because I have this feeling in my heart. I don't think LeBron's going to end the season there. I think things are going sideways a little bit. There are reports coming out now that when the new owner was going to be announced, they told Luka, did not tell LeBron. There was the whole thing, LeBron signed an extension. No, he didn't. He just opted in. And the Lakers are prioritizing the future here. Kevin and I got into a really good talk about this on Betting Above the Rim Pro Basketball today over the weekend. And we both said, like, they should be going for it. So I would not bet the Lakers at plus 145, because the Lakers team you see now, I don't think is the Lakers team you see at the end of the year. I know DeAndre Ayton's going to help them, but to me, it's the Clippers. Now, you're going to look at the Clippers and say, well, coach, you're going to depend on Kawhi. You're going to depend on James Harden. You lost Norman Powell. But they've done some sneaky good moves, getting Brook Lopez in to back up Ivanka Zubac, who Matty George, my producer, and I both thought should have been, you know, most improved player, makes him significantly better. I think John Collins is going to be a really good addition, right? I like what I see out of the Clippers here. And because of Ty Lue, I think, is the best coach. Ready? I said it, even with Steve Kerr, the best coach in that division. I think Steve Ballmer would love to take the reins over from the Lakers, at least for this year. Give me the Clippers at plus 190 to win the Pacific. To the Southwest, Houston minus 330, Spurs 7-1, Dallas 11-1, 13-1 for Memphis, 120-1 for New Orleans. Let's go backwards here. New Orleans, they're just rebuilding. We don't know how much Zion's going to be healthy. We don't know if DeJounte Murray is going to be healthy. They're just a bad state. I just want to see really what Derek Queen and Jeremiah Fears does as rookies. Memphis, this could be a team that could do something, folks. Now, they obviously traded Desmond Bane and they gave the bag to Triple J. They could be so good. It's just so hard to trust them and what they're doing. And I also thought Taylor Jenkins should have never been let go. Dallas, 11-1. They'll be good. They'll make the playoffs. But actually, they won't make the playoffs. It'll be about 41 wins. So look at over 40.5 when it looks at Dallas, but I won't take them to win a division. San Antonio is the wild card. And they got big news today when it was announced that Victor Wembanyama has officially been cleared for the 25-26 season. This guy is a top 10 player in the world. You put him with Stephon Castle, right? You put him with De'Aaron Fox. You put him with Devin Vassell. Put up with Keldon Johnson. You put them with all these guys. And the San Antonio Spurs could be the team that makes the quantum leap this year. But they're not better than Houston. Fab Five Freddy. Reef Shepherds look good in summer league. Right? KD. Amen Thompson. Shungun. Starting lineup. Tari Eason. Backup. Jabari Smith. Backup. Clint Capella. Backup. Steven Adams. Backup. And Ime Udoka is one of the three best coaches in the world right now. It's amazing what they've done in Houston. And the problem that Houston had is they needed a closer. And they went out and got the Mariano Rivera right now of basketball. I know he's old, but I still trust Kevin Durant to close out games. Coming up next, we'll get into our scouting report. Two games in the WNBA on Tuesday night. We'll break down both as Caitlin Clark and Indiana Fever take on Tina Charles and the Connecticut Sun. And Sonia Citron and Kiki Ariyafin and the Washington Mystics take on Kelsey Plum and the Los Angeles Sparks. We'll be back to preview those games on the Scouting Report after this commercial break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to the Betting Above the Rim podcast, episode 166, and it's time to get into our scouting report as we break down games in the WNBA. Two games on the WNBA slate for Tuesday night. Let's take a look at game number one. It's Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever are 15.5-point favorites on the road versus Tina Charles, not Marina Mabry. Remember that little subway push last time as they take on the Connecticut Sun. Last time out, Connecticut Sun losing 92-88 versus the LA Sparks. And now they have to fly all the way back east to take on Indiana. I'll have more of a read on this tomorrow once the lines come out in regards to total points. I'm looking at Indiana team total over. I just think offensively, most dynamically, they look better now with Caitlin Clark in the fold and her looking to pass the ball. So when you look at that, I just kind of spent some time talking about how Caitlin Clark has to change her game. So another opportunity for you to go get it, and I'm on it. And that's Caitlin Clark to go over 8.5 assists. It's the same number that she had when she took on Dallas a couple of days ago, or on Sunday, I should say. So why did I take that? Number one, the Dallas Wings give up the most assists per game in the WNBA. Well, guess who gives up the second most? That's the Connecticut Sun. So when you look at Caitlin Clark, 4 out of her last 5 games, 7 out of 10 games at home, Caitlin Clark over 8.5 assists with a sprinkle of the double-double market, which I think is at about plus 120, plus 125. It was plus 130 in the game over the weekend versus Dallas. Look for CC to get busy. Caitlin Clark, over 8.5 assists, with a sprinkle on the money line. Let's get to game number two. And I want to spend some time talking about how impressed I am with the Washington Mystics. It's a team that we were expecting nothing out of, and they're sitting right now at 11-10 with a legitimate shot of making the playoffs. Why? This is a team that Elena Deladon, if I'm not mistaken, last year officially decided to retire. A team that was run by Mike Thibault and his son, who was a coach, they let them both go. And he had 3 picks in the first round of the WNBA draft. And one of their players tore their ACL. First day of training camp. So why are they so good? Because of their 2 rookies. Sonya Citron and Kiki Iriathan. And right now, lines are out for the game versus the Sparks, with the Mystics catching a point. The Mystics just went on the road and won in a dogfight versus Seattle. Mystics are getting a point, and the over-under is 163. So right now, I'm looking at under, because this team grinds your gears on the defensive end of the floor. So I like the under in this matchup. But when it comes to props, I'm going to focus on one of those rookies. And that's Sonya Citron, the pride of New Rochelle, New York. Shout out to my man, Kevin Lynch of the Philly Rise. Remember, her, Michaela Blakes, Hannah Hidalgo, Olivia Miles. Be on the lookout for some kids named Olivia Voskovich, Jordan Palmer, Addy Nemchek, Jesse Buckets, Jesse Moses, players. But let's stick to who's in the league right now. Sonya Citron over 12.5 points. LA's defense is awful. Kelsey Plum's going to guard her. Don't play no D. Over in 7 of the last 10 games, 8 out of the last 10 on the road. This is a rookie who's gone over 12.5 on 8 out of her last 10 road games. She's a bucket getter. She knocks down free throws. And in this game, she'll score. Give me Sonya Citron over 12.5 points. This has been your Betting Above the Rim podcast for July 14th. For all things sports gambling, download that SportsGrid app. Pre-game, in-game, post-game, props, predictions, and more from the very best in the sports gambling industry. For my producer, Matty George, Vinny, who always does a great job with the graphics, thanks for always listening. Remember, folks, it's smarter to be on SportsGrid. Good night.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.